We have decided, since Brian Cashman had a day that Sean Moraz was not a big fan of, even before 6 p.m., that Tiki and I open the show by yielding the floor to the gentleman behind the glass.
Thank you, Evan, and thank you, Tiki. I'm glad you're not insulted by this, because every Yankee fan should wake up absolutely insulted today. Because what the Yankees and Brian Cashman did yesterday was insult the intelligence of a fan base that is given way too much money, way too much heart, way too much passion, and way too much soul into this organization, while we get sucked into the same 90-win season every year that ends with the same fate and the same comments from the same general managers that's existed since I was in tighty whities at the age of 8 years old. Not getting a major league catcher when you yourself, Brian Cashman, stated how big a need it was, while you yourself sat there and watched your two biggest rivals in the AL East yesterday collect major league catchers, was insulting. It was insulting to us, and it was insulting to the roster, frankly, and insulting to veterans like Gerrit Cole and Aaron Judge, if and when he does come back, that there remains no urgency. There may not be baseball next year, and that has to play into this. There is a sense of urgency that exists with major league teams, and you saw it with the Boston Red Sox. You sure as hell see it with the Los Angeles Dodgers, who take a three-peat seriously. That simply doesn't exist with the Yankees. And if urgency existed, the Yankees would not have come up empty-handed yesterday, sans a platoon outfielder. Thank you, Richie in Queens. That is what the Yankees did. And while all the phone calls, I'm sure, were poured into trying to acquire a catcher that never came yesterday, the Yankees also sat there and didn't acquire a reliever. And we kind of forgot they needed one because of how great the bullpen ERA had been. And boy, was it on full display last night after the fact when Ryan Yarbrough hands the baton to Angel Cheviche, who has been great, by the way, but again showed you why he's not necessarily a steady reliever. Fernando Cruz in a game down 6 runs last night. The Yankees are so barren in so many critical areas that are going to come back to haunt them in October. And what happened again yesterday, and we've seen deadlines where they've even added Kenyon Middleton when the team's gone nowhere. To say to the fan base, things never materialized, is insulting. We know better than that. We know things could have materialized. Once again, the Yankees held on to prospects that could have easily been traded. I know the Adley Rutschman deal that the Boston Red Sox made seems like a great deal for Boston, but what are we talking about here? We're talking about Dax Kilby or Carlos Ogrande and Elmer Rodriguez. Those are the kind of prospects that Baltimore got in Boston's stead in that moment. And the Yankees couldn't afford to do that. Instead, watching the Red Sox get richer as they nip at their heels, the only word I could find this morning is insulting. And if you expected me to scream and yell, I apologize, but the Yankees are no longer worth screaming and yelling about. I'm insulted. I'm insulted that I have to sit here with my clown makeup on for the next 2 months and pretend this year is not going to end the same way every other year is, which is without a World Series. And their biggest argument why the Yankees can make one is that the American League stinks. Well, guess what? The two other teams that we're supposed to fear in the American League did exactly and acted exactly how you should have yesterday. And Brian Cashman chose not to. And I'll let you guys react, and then I'll get to the George Lombard stuff, because that probably is even more insulting to everybody else's brain. But react to that first, and let's get into what the crap they pulled after the game, which is just, it's embarrassing for this organization.
It is unacceptable for Brian Cashman to have walked away from this trade deadline without acquiring a catcher. If no catchers were traded, I would say something different. If no catcher was moved, I would say, hey, look, man, you can't invent one out of thin air. Like, no shortstop was moved, so I can't sit here and bitch that they didn't go get a shortstop. Two catchers were not only moved, they were moved inside your division.
Yep.
In Adley Rutschman, and that was an expensive package.
Yep.
And Liam Hicks, where it's tough to gauge that package. The Rays have a very good farm system, but those guys were not even in the top 10 in the Rays farm system. So to me, and I want to be honest about this, while I think the Yankees can still win a World Series, and I like the two other additions they made, which we'll spend more time on, I do agree with you that leaving this trade deadline to rely on Austin Wells, who had a great day yesterday.
Ironically enough.
Well, he's been up and down. He is the epitome of frustrating, maybe figuring it out player. Because there are moments when he's completely lost. And then there's moments where he hits 4 home runs in 4 days.
Yeah.
So it just, it feels like they needed an upgrade. But I can understand, to be honest with you, why Brian Cashman said, maybe we can still rely on Austin Wells.
Yeah, but you could have relied, like, let's use Liam Hicks as an example, because the Adley Rutschman package and the fact he has an injury, I get it. Like, I can understand the hesitation. He has a wrist injury. He's still on the injured list. And the Red Sox gave up a lot. Okay, fine. Let's put that to the side. Liam Hicks.
By the way, if we had brought in an injured player,
sure,
we'd be screaming as well.
I think today there'd be excitement because he's a catcher.
Yes.
In about 3.5 weeks, yes, when he's still not back from the IL.
We'd be screaming. What the hell did you trade for an injured player for?
I agree. Hicks, to me, bothers me more because even though he DH'd like half the time with the Marlins, you could have brought Liam Hicks in and still sold us on, hey, Austin Wells is going to play. He's going to defend at a high level. He'll come in late as a defensive replacement. He'll start maybe 2/5 of the games, and Hicks will come off the bench as a bopper who can come in late. Like, I think you could have made, even though he's a left-hand hitter, the Wells-Hicks thing work to allow him to go to the team ahead of you. Dude, I can't defend that. I'm with you on that. And I don't go as psychedelic as you. I don't say, oh, they can't win. They're going to get knocked out in the first round. I think eventually you got to brush yourself off from a disappointing trade deadline and evaluate what the team has. But I have to co-sign what the Yankee fans are saying. I'm sure Big Mac isn't going to flip-flop on it, and he'll remain pissed off at it. It was unacceptable to leave this trade deadline without acquiring a major league catcher. And they did.
Yeah, and here's the situation. This is where when we have all these arguments and fights about the future of Brian Cashman and the lifetime contract stuff, and a lot of that stuff we say tongue-in-cheek, but this is where it becomes a reality. Because if Brian Cashman felt any kind of hot seat stuff, I think he is more ample to press the button on what extra prospect to give up. And I have a hard time. You guys want to play the Adley Rutschman game, and I understand what you're saying, but Boston clearly viewed those medicals and thought he would be back at some point in time. And you heard what Craig Breslow said last night after the deadline about the Red Sox, that the momentum of the Boston Red Sox deserved the momentum of the front office. And they want to do everything they can to win a World Series. I'm paraphrasing, that's as close to a quote as I could give you. The Yankees version of that is, well, it's good to see Giancarlo Stanton doing some stuff outdoors. Like my neighbors when I spray for bees. Okay. I mean, what are we talking about?
So
here?
Would you then argue that the New York Yankees have momentum? How are you positioning how are you positioning the Yankees and the
Jumbo Casino is blooming with new games and free daily bonuses. Log in this week to catch the latest additions and keep the fun going strong. Join over a million players who make every spin a little celebration. There's always something new to enjoy. Chumba Casino, play for fun. Stay for the surprises. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus.
American League right now. What does it feel like is happening? Are they moving forward? Are they moving backwards?
It feels
just kind of stagnating. What's going on?
It feels like the Yankees are stagnating, but I would like to say the momentum is moving forward from this standpoint, or it could have been. They just got Max Fried back. We don't know. Let's be real. The Yankees pillar, if they're going to make a run in October, is going to be on those three starters, and we all agree on that. But how many years does Gerrit Cole have left at his peak, especially if you think in the back of your mind there's a chance there's no baseball? Max Fried, Cam Schlittler, and Gerrit Cole, forget the future of Aaron Judge, deserved better than what Brian Cashman gave to them. They go out there every single night thinking they have to throw a shutout. And I know they added Luis Garcia Jr. We love home run last night.
Well, don't shortchange it then. Like, you can be mad at catcher, which every Yankee fan has a right to be.
They needed to do more yesterday, Evan. We left last night, and you wake up today. You want to say maybe they can make a run through the American League? There should be no maybes. This American League was we had A-Rod on Fanatics Fest, said the same thing. It changes everything. As easy a path as a New York Yankee team should have for October. And instead, what they did yesterday is make that path harder. I wake up today, as much as I'm going to have the pom-poms out, I'll be at a game Friday night, I'll be all, whatever. But the truth is, if you wake up today on August 4th and you don't think it's going to be a major shock if the Yankees win the World Series this year, I don't know what to tell you. Because the general manager made that a reality. It is now a major surprise if the Yankees actually do win a World Series. They should have never left the trade deadline with that feeling, and that feeling is an absolute reality. And I believe that that feeling exists as a reality because Brian Cashman knows he can cherry pick and hold on to the prospects and kind of see the long-term plan because there is no fear of this guy ever losing his job, and that's a major issue with this organization.
Boy, he's on fire today.
I can't tell if you're more mad that the roster stinks from your estimation or that Brian Cashman has no accountability, apparently, and he has no job. He has no issue with his job. He's been there for 28 years.
Tiki, that is everything's connected. That is a part of why there's no accountability. If Brian Cashman thought the urgency was on and Hal had gave an edict, the Yankees have Adley Rutschman today. They part with a couple of these prospects.
Yeah, but what if he doesn't play? What if he's not? What if he turns out to be a dud? What if you give away all these prospects? And again, I'm not defending Brian Cashman. I'm just giving you the counter argument. And I think Brian Cashman has earned the right over the course of his tenure as the general manager of the New York Yankees to make that decision. Okay. I don't trust that this is going to be the right move.
Okay, then it's Liam Hicks. You can't allow him to go to the Rays. Like, to me, that's the safety
valve.
That's
the one that bothered me more. Yeah. Because you know what Liam Hicks did? See, the Yankees, and this is where I will give Brian Cashman credit. I know that sometimes it has to be all or nothing, but the New York Yankees have had an LD offense for a month and a half.
Right.
They have been, statistically, the worst offense in Major League Baseball since the middle of June. Those are the facts. Mm-hmm. Brian Cashman needed to improve the offense before the trade deadline, and to a degree, he did.
Of course.
He added Luis Garcia.
Right.
He added Heliot Ramos. Are they perfect players? No. Are they going to end up sitting, in Ramos's case, against a tough righty? Sure. Is Garcia? I get all that.
Right.
There is no doubting the Yankee offense is better. I was willing, as a Yankee fan if I was, to say, I'm so desperate to continue to get better offensively, get me Liam Hicks. I'll take the concerns about his defense. I'll live with it. I'll make it work because I need to score runs. So I think he did a little of it because I think Ramos and Garcia are clear improvements. I just don't think he did enough. And the bullpen thing, let me address that.
Oh, gosh.
There are two things that really bother me about the way that was handled. Number one, I said this at the top of the show. I've been very consistent about this over the years. I think it's irrational to get pissed off for not acquiring players that were never available. So a couple of years ago, I think it was Met fans were pissed off. We needed a starting pitcher. And I was like, well, what starting pitcher was traded?
Nobody was traded.
In the case of bullpen arms, let's stay local. You couldn't have matched what the Mets got back for Luke Weaver. Really? And by the way, the Mets had to kick in money.
$2 million, right.
The Yankees could have said, screw it, we'll pay the whole thing. And we know this guy because he's been here before. You're telling me the Yankees couldn't have matched or defeated the one prospect, who I guess is appealing because he's got a Met connection. He grew up as an idiot Met fan like all of us. The Yankees couldn't have eclipsed that. Or, staying with the Mets, they couldn't have eclipsed what they got for Brooks, really.
Yep.
They couldn't have done that. And we can do this for a while because plenty of relievers were moved. Like, it's not like those were the only ones. And so I think it is absolutely fair to look at relievers that are moved and say, why not us? And here's the second part that really frustrates me. I believe in history. A part of why I defended Brian Cashman before the trade deadline is I looked at his history. Let's play a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you know this, Sean, but I want you to go into the memory bank. Big Mac's listening at home, go into the memory bank. When was the last time the Yankees had a trade deadline in which they didn't acquire a relief pitcher? Think about that for a second.
That's a great point because I brought up Middleton a couple years ago.
That was 2023. That was the year where they sucked and they supposedly stood pat. They added a reliever. Last year, added relievers. 2024, added relievers. Mark Leiter was the guy that they added. Not saying they're great.
No, you're right. It's every year they add a reliever.
You want the answer?
Or multiple relievers.
You want the answer?
Never.
2016 when they sold relievers.
Wow.
In 17, in 18, in 19, even in 20, in which there was like a half a trade deadline. Brian Cashman has always added relief help, and yet this season, and I can't answer it other than, well, if all our starters are healthy, we'll move starters to the bullpen. This is the first time in a decade.
Yeah, but he can argue it. And again, this is not defending Cashman. This is giving the counter argument. He can argue that he doesn't need it because they have one of the best bullpens in baseball. He can argue that they don't need it because they have, in theory, the top, even though we didn't see it yesterday from Cam Schlittler, they have the best starting rotation in all of baseball. And so is it that important?
Yes.
If you already have that piece in place?
I'll tell you why it's that important, Tiki. Because you're right. Over the long haul of the season, that bullpen ERA, I get all that. But if you've paid attention to the last two, by the way, I'm not suggesting you haven't. I'm just going into my own brain here. Fernando Cruz has seemed off every other start.
Yes.
Even Paul Blackburn, who rebounded that second, but that first out in Chicago was kind of like the bloom came off the rose. Then last night, Cheviju had been awesome, and they immediately sent him down. And on top of that, you know, I would have been okay not adding a bullpen arm, but there were two names that I had in the back of my head because it was kind of what we were sold all year, which was Yovani Cruz and Carlos Agrande. Well, you sent Yovani Cruz in the deal for Luis Garcia Jr. Fine, you got to give to get.
Right.
And then we find out yesterday from Brian Hoke, it's probably going to be a shock if Agrande is here the rest of the year. So you dealt away one of those relievers. The other reliever you couldn't wait to send down because of options when he finally imploded last night, and the other guy ain't coming back. So your big answer is Clark Schmidt, who's throwing to Giancarlo Stanton in a batter's box right now?
Even if the guys weren't that appealing, I'll include Duvall in this, they subtracted from their bullpen.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I get that, especially when you see other relievers that were moved saying, how come you didn't add at least one? And that's why it's not all bad. This isn't an F trade deadline for Brian Cashman because, and we'll get into it as the show rolls on, and you saw it last night with Luis Garcia, it's a really good addition.
Of course.
Elliot Ramos, flawed player, is a good addition. They needed a right-handed bat in the outfield. But in a year in which the American League is so gettable, he left a lot to be desired. Dude. This was not a great trade deadline for Cash.
Boston Red Sox got better, and they're two games behind you right now.
And the Rays got better. I mean, it's behind the Rays. They added pitching. They added a catcher. You're trying to catch them. Think about this, what the Yankees did, before we try not to give it an F deadline. And again, I love the addition of Luis Garcia Jr. There's a good chance he's not going to play a lot versus lefties when lefties do pitch. Mm-hmm. Elliot Ramos is a guy who's a platoon player. The Yankees, two big answers, and less with Garcia, but the point remains. Platoon. With the New York Yankees, can we add baseball players that go out there and play every single day without worrying about matchups? The Yankees are going to enter October with basically two different teams offensively, both, by the way, led with Trent Grisham, who sucks leading off. That's not how you operate and win World Series. Platoon? We're not a war movie. We're the Yankees.
He's not that far off. I mean, especially in a series potentially against the Red Sox, who are so left-handed.
Right. I almost gave you Aaron Judge could be back, and he's like a trade deadline acquisition. I almost did
almost
it,
gave you. But almost by the way, we'll get to that. Pretty ominous quotes, too, about that.
Yeah, I agree.
Pretty ominous quotes. Now, Evan, I'm sorry. I'm going to take this another direction.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
Because I'm cooking with steam.
Yeah, you're cooking.
I have to bring up the Lombard situation now because it pisses me off beyond belief.
Hold on. Before you explain why you're pissed off, I would think you're excited because we all said if they can't add a third base shortstop option, at least you can talk yourself into the internal option of your number one prospect. They can't do that at catcher. Can't even do it with their bullpen. So I would expect you to be excited that George Lombard is coming.
Are you making wontons or are you making steak?
Right now?
Yeah.
I had steak last time.
Okay, so it's fire, not steam. All right.
I was curious where that was going.
When you get served crap sandwiches a lot, you can smell the crap cooking in the kitchen, right? Like it's a constant smell of what's going on. And I knew this was coming, and I'm still pissed off that it was coming.
Why are you mad about this? I don't understand.
All right, hear me out. What was it, 3 weeks ago?
Him being called up is good. Right. Like, what am I missing?
He replaces Volpe. I mean, almost literally replaces Volpe.
This is the point. You're right. A Yankee fan driving to Yankee Stadium tonight should be fired up that they get to go sit there and see George Lombard's debut. I mentioned I'm going to the game Friday night. I can't wait to watch George Lombard play. That is all true. However, why is this being done today? George Lombard came off that IL 3 weeks ago. He was hitting beforehand. You saw him basically come right off the IL and hit a couple of days ago. Every single game over the last week and a half, as has been the case all year, has mattered. The Yankees' shortstop and third base situation hadn't changed. And the Yankees, yesterday, when they don't get an Adley Rutschman or whatever, it seems pretty obvious, and I think we could all agree today, that they truly were never trading George Lombard Jr. Do we agree on that?
Yes.
That was never going to happen. Mason Miller, they were never trading him. So if they knew they were never trading him, why did they waste time the last week not having him up ahead of the deadline while we watched the shortstop position to struggle?
You know why.
Exactly. We do know why, Tiki, and that's the crap sandwich. Because Brian Cashman's probably sensed, I'm not going to be totally quiet at the deadline, but this is the one thing that will not only help the team, but get the fan base happy. And to pull this parachute out, when you failed at the deadline, and he knows he failed, to pull this parachute out and to immediately get the fans off your back and get them all excited buying their chicken buckets tonight at Yankee Stadium is another example of us as a fan base being completely insulted by this front office. That's it. You should, if you're a Yankee fan and you're pumped up about Lombard, you should be. I am too. But we should be insulted that it took till the day after a miserable deadline to see him.
Excellent work, Sean.
Good job.
Excellent
work. Good job. Sean, guess what?
What?
you could be a Met fan.
You know what? Right, I could be. I could be. But I'm not.
I'm glad.
This still sucks. It's a different version of suck.
I'm glad for your emotion.
It's a very different kind of suck, Tiki. Very, very different.